handling things. Judge, you do for the most part.
Yes, yes, you young who don't think you need it. Middle years and especially seniors.
Whoever would be my
behave yourself, because Dad's still on the main line. In spite of his pain. What is political prisoners? Well, what is SWAPU doing in Namibia? They're supposed to get their independence in December. 14-2 was decided by the Security Council of the United Nations. Czechoslovakia and USSR voted against this. Why did they do it? Because they said UN will get in there. There's not enough securities guaranteed, and they'll dominate, and the monopoly capitalists will dominate. Why does USA have to have Rhodesia, by the way? They have to have it because the cobalt and the chrome, and their economy will bust. Nobody will have jobs. White or black or Asian or Indian. Nobody. Everybody will be out of work. It'll be a total economic collapse. What? How many corporations are there that are U.S. owned? 400. How many West German? 300. And British? 300. All interconnected with U.S. monopoly capitalism through the Trilateral Commission. You think they're going to give them up? No, not without a war. And I think that they're pushing black people too far these days. And China obviously shows some sentiment for black people because they keep aiding nations that speak out against USA. And they see that before U.S. gets their goddamn nuclear bombs in there, neutron bombs, radiation won't spread throughout. There's no radiation, you see, with the neutron bomb. It's limited to a very small area. So they want to get it done. So in the Doctrine of Three Worlds, you need to know. How many know the Doctrine of Three Worlds by now? Oh, come on, folk. You all ought to study the Doctrine of Three Worlds. Hell in his hands. I don't like to talk and repeat this and take up good people's time. I want the teachers to come up with me a plan, and we'll have the counselors so that when we review these people, the next test, unfortunately we didn't have one tonight so we could do it, next test so I can review their profile and put people into areas so the rest of you don't have to sit up and listen to this when you don't need it. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. Now, the Doctrine of Three Worlds. First world has the USSR and USA. China says the USSR, I don't know if they really believe it. But that's what they say. They're probably appealing to USA. USSR, maybe they did in 1969, but I doubt right now if they do. USSR and USA, first, they say USSR because they have more standing army, they have a larger land area, they have richer resources, and they spend more on military. However, they took their figures from the CIA, and it isn't truly reflective because you don't need money in USSR because you have free education, free medical science. What did you hear from the news tonight? It was so fantastic. Half of the world is getting free medical supplies from the USSR. That's tremendous development for a socialist country that was wiped out as late as 30 years ago. Wiped out all of its industrial heartland, all of its farm, agrarian, all of its agricultural heartland. 22 million people of its own civilians dead, and they built back and now giving half of the world free medical aid. Who all college youth getting training. All black Ethiopia getting free training, free education, free recreation in the Soviet Union. Did you hear that news tonight? Pick up that news, because that's not in here. That's very, very heartening indeed. Well, the first world is USSR, they say, because of that. But actually, half the armed forces in the Soviet Union work for the people. They do nursing work and engineering and things of civilian nature. The second enemy, says the Chinese, is USA. They call them both hegemony. Hegemonic, that means wanting power, supremacy, too much control of the world. The second world is the European capitalist nations. And China's consistent with her doctrine there. She's playing up to them, trying to get agreements with Britain, more than with USA, France. And she's worked out several agreements. She wants to woo that world away from USA and make them realize they're being used by USA. Canada's woken up to the fact they're being used by USA because their damned economy's in such a state. 70% of Canada's owned by the USA multinational corporations. And Canada's asked for membership in what? The European common market, because they don't trust USA. And what's the third world? China, the leader of the undeveloped nations, they say. No, they're not. What's the whole doctrine based on? The doctrine of the inevitability of nuclear war. What's inevitable mean? Nuclear war will happen. Absolutely will happen. Can't stop it. I believe that's true. I believe that man is just too unevolved. There's too much nationalism. There's too many barriers. There's too many complexities. The Near East, Southeast Asia, and in spite of what China is seemingly negotiating today with Vietnam, 6,000 ethnic Chinese caught in between the borders of China and Vietnam. And then Africa, all of Africa's problems. Jesus Christ, and if another breaks out, soon there's going to be the breaking point. But USSR, Soviet Union, helps the Third World, and so does China. So she's not the leader of the Third World. Now, what is the... We only have about four more questions to go, I think. What is Swapo? What did I say? Where am I at? Swapo. No. What is the political prisoners? What is a political prisoner? That means somebody's put in there because their race, given undue heavy sentences, or their political beliefs. Who said there was thousands in the United States? My, none less than Andrew Young, former congressman from Georgia, who's been replaced by Carter by a reactionary white racist in the seat that he held. Now he has a nobody job, nothing. But he said he admitted while in a cocktail set, didn't know he was going to get printed probably, but he said there are thousands of political prisoners in USA. Are there in the United States? Yes, he said he was one of them. Can you name any? Yes, Wilmington 10. Black people framed for just protesting against the terrible things the Ku Klux Klan were doing to them, and they were accused of burning down an empty garage. The witnesses all admit they lied, and they still, Carter refused to give them review, and so did the Attorney General. And they face a combined sentences, I don't know, it's into the thousands of years. One of them alone got 450 years or 432 years or something like that. A sentence of 432 years. One of them was a minister who gave up the church because he saw the hypocrisy of the church and went out to try to organize people in civil rights. Not socialist, any of them. Just black. One of them's an Indian. And one of them's white who was working for civil rights. What have students from the Soviet Union and the German Democratic Republic been planning to do in Africa? Go there, volunteer their services, their training, and have done so. Many doctors throughout the whole of Africa give their expertise. And to volunteer to fight also, if necessary, for the liberation of Africa. What major world religious leader died recently? Who gives a damn? Pope Paul VI, who the cardinals are now meeting and supposedly will elect a new cardinal. They think he'll Giovanni some damn fool name, and he's a conservative. And when they see the puff of smoke go up, they will have the direct heir of Jesus Christ sitting in the chair of Peter, the Holy See. 700 million people follow the fool, and it's one of the richest capitalist institutions of the world. Sitting in the Vatican in Rome has enough gold and silver, just emblems of religious nature, to feed the hungry of the world. That's a disease. What do the capitalists? They only got these. This is it. These five. What do the capitalists mean by dissident? They mean those who disagree with capitalism. Obviously, those who disagree, don't want to go along. Those who question. When the USSR offered to trade a leading Soviet dissident. What they were calling dissident, those were one there that disagreed, like Yuri Orlov and Ginsburg and the other Sharansky, they were actually criminals who had been proven with outside testimony from the Soviet Union, than other than the Soviet Union, that they had traded government secrets through Tunisia to the USA. They were criminals. God damn it. But were they hypocrites? Yes, Carter was a hypocrite. How concerned he was. What the Soviet Union offered to change him, exchange him for the Wilmington 10? No. Two of the Wilmington 10 even? No. And then one little old person had been charged with being pro-Soviet? No. He offered to give him two for one. And that's how little USA really cared about him. They were making political what? Propaganda. That's all the damn it meant. What recent events from Zimbabwe should give us encouragement? The Patriotic Front military victories and the capture of arms. 650, they wiped out 650 of the secret police, the most torturous division of the White Rhodesian Army. And that's why USA's got to move in. They're losing. They're on the outskirts of Salisbury, the capital, all the time fighting. They were in Salisbury for a while. What saved the revolution in Guyana? The only thing to say it was that Burnham, Prime Minister Burnham, our Prime Minister, the head of the People's National Congress, which is what? Our ruling party, which is the opposition party, the People's Progressive Party. Dr. Chetty Jagan, who's made a number of contradictions. I gave you two of them yesterday. He defended the PDM, which is the capitalist minority of only represents about 0.5% here. And what did the PDM in England call for? NATO to invade Guyana. Because it was going communist under who? Not Jagan, Burnham. And on the front page of the Mirror, they're hypocrites too. even though they're pro-Moscow. They were making great issue of how the PDM was making a complaint of mistreatment. And what Guyana answered every charge by charge and explained them, and they were all false. Said they held people during election times. They did hold one member of parliament of the United Front because he was tampering with the electoral process. And so what? So what if they did win the election? The end didn't justify the means. We're not in a dictatorship. They still allow these people to disagree with them. By God, I wouldn't. Eh? Not the way they're allowing them to disagree. I believe in freedom, but you can't let capitalists run loose in a country. Why are they letting them do it? Because they don't have an umbrella from the Soviet Union and China yet. They're waiting. Let U.S. kill itself off in Africa. Why are we safer here in Guyana than any place in the world? Because there's not anything right now U.S. has to have. They don't need bauxite. They can get it from other places. Unfortunately, Jamaica is not as safe. They're not as safe. They took IMF, and they have too many multinational corporations. Guyana, nationalize. Burnham took over 90% of the means of production. That means all the property, the big businesses. And no other nation did that. Jamaica didn't make that move. Burnham took a lot of courage and took over Booker's, took over the liquor industries, took over all the sugar industries, took over the bauxite, took over the major farms. That was wise. There's only 10% still private property. And he encourages cooperatives, although we're the most efficient cooperative by the admission of the government that there is. Where are we at now? What did Jesse Jackson say? Because of the recent handing down the Supreme Court that you can keep get anybody's files and you can get Social Security files and know everything about anybody, people are going to what? Speak no evil, hear no evil, see no evil, and speak no evil because they'll be afraid they're going to get arrested, put in jail. And Jesse used to be a sellout, total. Even, allegedly, got paid from the FBI for trying to get King to resign, to discourage him. And who else was it? Roy Wilkins. And Roy Wilkins said what? He said the nation is going fascist. And that means something because he was an Uncle Tom of Toms. What do we mean by UFOs? Unidentified flying objects. And what did Dad say about the U.S.'s feelings that UFOs pose a possible threat to world peace? They said that they've got the superior intelligence and they'll come here and invade and kill us. Obviously, if they had superior intelligence on one planet, they went through the same stages of development from the amoeba up to the ape, didn't they, to the human? And they had nations and barriers, but they worked through that. Any people capable of working through that and all the language barriers and building one world of peace sure as hell ain't going to come down here and attack us. They're watching us. And where's most of the sightings? USA. If you were a highly developed intelligent being, who would you be watching? USA. They're watching us like a group of maggots under a microscope. And maybe they would wipe out USA if they get ready to blow up the world. But I don't believe in counting on visionary things because you could get almost too religious. And why is religion an opium of the people? Why is astrology an opium of the people? It teaches you to think, well, you have a future after this world. And things just happen by fatalism. They're bound to happen. Don't accept that kind of crap. Man makes his history, right? You change your destiny, right? Religion causes people to go to sleep. That's why opiate means a drug. When you're on a drug, you ever had a drug when you were just before surgery? Hell, you thought you felt like a king or queen, didn't you? Till you got wake up. Just like a drunk. When you're drunk, you think everything's going swell. Not necessarily. Don't try drinking. Doesn't work that way after a while, right? You feel a lot of pain, a lot of unhappiness, and the hangover is terrible. What is neocolonialism? How does it affect many third world nations? It's just a new form of capitalist domination through control of multinationals, through the economics. And Africa is being done that way by U.S. and its lackeys like France and Great Britain. How much, this is the last question, aren't you glad I know you are? How much did U.S. unemployment go up or down last month? So you know the capsulization of the news of last Tuesday, the capsulization of the news that I gave on Saturday, and the news that I'm giving tonight, and you'll pass the test plus what? This right here. Eh? What was that? On what the hell you're supposed to say when anybody comes in who's not a member of Jonestown? Got me? Unless I tell you it's PNC, then you talk PNC. You talk socialist. Otherwise, you talk just still the same. Still be the same thing, only you will say that you are PNC. But the USA, you can't say it because it gets you get our people back there in trouble. Understand? because we're American citizens, not involved in politics, supposedly. Who is our party? The People's National Congress! Who's our Prime Minister? Forbes Burnham. One of his courageous acts was he told Kissinger to fly over when Kissinger, U.S. government said, you're not to give any more fuel to Cuban planes on their way to help liberate Africa and Angola. And he said, damn, if you tell me what we do, we are a proud people. We'd rather die on our feet standing than to be begging and taking your orders on our knees. So he said, you fly on over. You're not landing. Kissinger says, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to come from Rio de Janeiro and land here. He said, hell, you are. Fly on over. And he did. So he's got a lot of bravery, whatever faults there are in this country. I'm glad I brought you here. It's the best thing I ever did. If you don't know it, well, we'll get this reduced. We'll get this study reduced. We'll get the work time reduced. I swear we will. We're going to get it reduced even before we get some people here. If they all will cooperate with me and follow that form that Comrade Grubbs has, where the hell to go to? So it's got to be made out so all supervisors have it, so we can have the proper appraisal evaluation of people. Now, last one. How did U.S. unemployment go up or down last month? Down. It went up. But the Labor Department lied to us by juggling statistics. What else do you know about unemployment in U.S., especially for non-whites? Well, I think I've already answered that a million times. The dollar's dropping. They're losing their cheap labor, their cheap sources for profit abroad. More and more countries are becoming free. Even Zaire, one of their biggest puppets, waking up and charging the world market for their minerals, their copper, their gold, and their uranium and cobalt. What's that mean? They got to up the prices in USA. Cost of living goes up. They got automation. They got to go to automation because they can't afford the labor cost. So what's that mean? People are unemployed, right? Not enough resources to produce the factories anyway. So that means unemployment for white and black, and that's going to be trouble. Somebody's got to go, don't they? Because they're going to let them walk the streets. There's not enough liquor to go around and keep them all drunk, right? Because even drunks will commit crimes to hurt people to get more liquor, right? White folk don't like that. The rich don't like that, so they'll have to eliminate them. That's why we call the neutron bomb the nigger bomb and other genocidal weapons, and certainly concentration camps. They'll have a nice name for it. They'll probably call it work training centers. They used to have a job corps. It was that's what they had in mind, with the job corps. Remember that? Job corps run like a goddamn fascist state, because Charles Preston, a big reporter who was a friend of mine, we all still try to invite him down here. He's a man... He wrote a wonderful article on us. He said they run it like a concentration camp, and they fired him and hounded him. He used to be a socialist. He was a communist, but he kept it secret. But he's still been an open friend of ours. We should write him. See if they do, stateside radio. I don't think there's anything more than that question. How does U.S. unemployment compare with unemployment in the Soviet Union and in China? There's no unemployment in the Soviet Union or China. Thus ends the end of that. And the agriculture, no major problems, are there? I won't have to pee. Is there any major problems? Just got one? What's that one? John Harris. Will John Harris answer that quickly? Quick, I named that a moment ago. Oh, gee, I do have to pee because my bladder might burst. Let's see. Public hospital. Okay, I got a lot of reading tonight. See, all this is all I got to read. You see all this pages I'm turning, typewritten on both sides? That's what I got to read today from the day's reports from Georgetown. You see what I'm talking about? You ought to be damn lucky you can load logs back and forth. And I was tired and sick as a dog. And had that news about having cancer and feeling low because of you. I didn't mind for me. I carried those damn logs and took heavy loads. But some of you sorted around till you could find that you don't, anybody knows when you're picking up some little load. I understand some people have problems, but some of you able-bodied people picking up a big long thing act like it's heavy. And it's burned out long. You think we're fools? Okay, now everybody say amen. Shift your ass in the grass before you get into public service at the pass. That is for every lad and for every lass. Okay, answer that quickly and give me the mental, give me the problems.
I like to deal with all problems first, because that's a danger when you're tired.